95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Clearly, there's something wrong with you and I, dude.
We're going to have to talk. Do we have time today?
No, I don't. Maybe.
We'll see.
We're just sitting here talking about how much we enjoyed last night's Tembler.
Earthquakes.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to get hurt.
No.
And I don't want anyone's stuff to be demolished.
Nope. Don't want anything to blow up.
Other than that. I love earthquakes.
It's fun.
Yeah.
They're fun.
You just sit there and you just go, you don't know like how big it's going to get,
nope.
What's going to happen.
The feeling is just funky.
I don't know. Again, don't want anyone to get hurt,
no.
But other than that, love it.
And the people I'm with do not appreciate it.
No,
so that
of
makes
course.
It a little difficult.
I think it's just you and I.
There's something wrong with us,
there,
man.
There really is. I think we've known that for a long time.
Anyways, yeah, that was kind of fun last night.
We are going to improve an old adage.
Okay.
This was your idea, right? On
yes,
Twitter?
Yeah. That's right. Yes.
So give people an example of what an adage is.
You know, like one bird in the hand is better than two in the bush, that
right.
sort of thing.
So,
but if you were to take that and just turn it into something ridiculous and change one of those words, what do you get? You know, and I can't think.
Right. So we're going to do that in 4 o'clock
yes.
hour.
So be ready to take your old grandpa's adage and turn it into something foul or ridiculous or whatever.
Mostly foul.
Yeah, mostly foul.
One American dollar.
Yeah.
I get a shot today.
Ooh, you got a rough one to do.
The Oscar nominations are out. We're going to talk about the top 10 movies and if we've heard of them.
And hip hop hooray for our pal Jimmy hosting the damn thing.
How about that?
That
yeah.
is so cool,
that's
man.
Kinda old
that's
kind of old
news.
Cool. But,
shut up!
But also hip hop hooray.
Yeah.
also great. People are dumb. And next, one of the songs I hate the most in the world
yeah.
is suing another company for ripping off
the worst
song
in the world
that I hate more than any song in the world.
So you're cheering for both to fail.
I want them to go down a mutual suicide pact.
Robert John and the Wreck is who that is. Pain No More, those guys who are from Orange County. Not going to be home much in the near future. They've got a huge tour of the planet Earth coming up in the near future. So
they're touring the Earth.
Yeah, the whole
very
name
cool.
planet, that blue thing. That we
very
know.
Cool.
Yeah, so...
Let's talk music. You know, I'm surprised that there doesn't seem to be more ripping off of music than there is.
I like,
you know what I mean?
Every time I hear
billions of songs.
Yeah, and it's impossible to not be influenced
right.
or whatever, and to maybe even accidentally. Every time I hear a new song, I always immediately start going, ooh, that sounds like this and a little piece of that.
Right,
I do
yes.
that all the time.
Well, there's no way you could get around that. I despise Black Eyed Peas. And I don't know if you've heard their song, My Humps. But
I know the title. I was happy to avoid top 40.
Garbage.
I avoided all that sound in mass.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's one of my least favorite songs of all time.
Oh, really?
And,
that's saying something.
And they're suing another company for ripping off their awful song. This is the Black Eyed Peas.
Someone came along and stole. This one right here?
This is the Black Eyed Peas right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk. I'ma get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump. My hump.
Yeah. All right. Listen. That's bad.
I mean, you know, when that sound was new, I was interested.
Nope.
Not that song in particular,
not
but that
at all.
Sound. But
nope.
Yeah, I kind of got bored with it really mm-hmm. quick.
That's
I like the
worst.
Cars. The cars that go boom. We're Tigra and whoever, and we like the boom.
There is a company called Poopsie Slime Surprise. This is a real thing.
What did you just say to me?
Poopsie Slime.
Surprise. That sounds like something you get at a really bad yogurt. From
it
the
is
yogurt
a place. Doll that is made. It's a unicorn doll.
Mm-hmm.
And when you push the little heart button on its belly,
yeah.
it poops like golden poop with speckles in it.
What is the matter with this world? This is ridiculous. Who needs that?
Okay, so you remember the song that we just played from Black Eyed Peas?
I do. For
this is their song.
Okay.
What you gonna do with all that poop?
So because that thing poops when you push the button,
yes.
the toy, someone made a song out of it?
Oh, yeah. It's a full video.
A full video. Oh, yeah. You showed me this.
I
okay.
Yeah,
it's the
yeah.
unicorn thing. Okay. Well, clearly it's the same song, but who cares? It's a parody.
It's the same song.
It's a terrible, terrible parody.
I just
want to
know, like, legally speaking, is there any way they could both lose?
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, because that stupid poop thing of unicorn should go away, and so
right.
should the Black Eyed Peas.
The original sucks. So they should just be ruled
they
against.
Cancel
both.
Each other out.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to give everyone else your money because you both suck.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
The Oscars have put out their nominations, and I'm going to go through the best picture.
Okay. All right.
And
okay.
Just to see where we are and where whether we've heard of it.
Okay.
There's 10 of them. There's 10 of them.
Right.
Whether we've heard of it and whether we've seen it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last time I for sure absolutely saw the best picture. I don't even know. It's been a while. I mean, right. I haven't gone to a theater in a couple of years.
I saw Avatar: The Way of Water. That's one of them. So
that's
I
one of them. It's already nominated for best picture
yes,
of the year.
Best
wow,
picture.
That was quick.
Yep.
Yep. Do you agree with it at all?
Yes.
I hated the first one, and I know I stand almost alone in that. I just thought it was so... The 3D was amazing. It was great
3D,
to look at.
It's magic for your eyes.
Yeah, I wish I'd been stoned when I saw it, because I know
yeah,
I
that would help
it.
A lot.
Yeah, but...
All right, so here are the
okay,
best
that's
picture
a sucky
nominees.
One. Okay.
Avatar The Way of the
Wind.
All Quiet on the Western Front.
Oh, the remake.
I wanted to see that. That was super old.
Yeah, I mean, I did want to see that. I have heard of it. I want to see it. I would imagine, unless they really screwed it up, it seems like war movies now, they don't really get the grit.
Yeah,
last
true.
Time I saw a really good war movie, although I know there's been a few, like that Dunkirk one, that was a good one.
Right, that was
But
good.
It was like Midway in like 1977 or
wow.
something. That was amazing. But
whatever. All right, here's another one. The Banshees of Inisherin.
That's the thing with Susie Sue, the Banshees. They're coming back to.
No, this is actually a movie.
Mad World. We talked to Richard about it.
This is a movie that has been nominated for Best Picture in
Never
the year.
Heard of it.
Elvis.
Oh,
I
yeah.
have seen
People
that.
People loved that. What did you think about it?
I thought it was pretty good.
I just don't care about the king of
I don't
rock
either.
And roll.
I don't either. I didn't care at all.
Did you believe that it was the king of rock and roll?
No.
He didn't really seem like Elvis to you.
But yeah, he seemed like Elvis. I just didn't.
Yeah.
It was kind of a personal look at the behind the scenes of his life.
What are some of your favorite best picture movies, actually? The ones that, like, you know, you go back to, for some reason, all I can think of is Annie Hall. I don't know why. I don't even know that I've
you
seen it.
You mean like Godfather
yeah,
those
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of movies?
Compared
yeah.
to that, how was Elvis?
Well, again, it's hard to say because I don't care about Elvis.
Right.
But it was fascinating. It was good.
Yeah.
But it's up for
okay.
best picture. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
I enjoyed that movie.
I loved it.
I found that very entertaining.
And I hope it wins.
I'm sorry, I don't think it could be Best Picture of the Year, though, unless it was
kind
of slim
so.
Pickings.
I
really?
Mean,
it wasn't that amazing.
I mean...
It was great. It was good.
Isn't it better than all the ones I've mentioned so far? Well, we
yeah.
don't know, because
I don't know
seen
about
it.
Avatar, yeah.
Right.
Hey, but so, since we know Jimmy Kimmel, who's going to be hosting it, can't we get him to change? You know, like Warren Beatty did, and...
Oh, you mean like
what actually
happened
won?
Last time Jimmy?
Yeah, that time.
Jimmy hosted and he gave out the wrong one? The Fablemans.
I heard of it. Don't
heard
know what it is. Don't
Not
even know what it,
it
is.
Yeah. No idea.
So we vote no on that one.
Tar.
Oh, yeah.
T-A-R.
What did I see? I saw someone who said they posted they hope that the engraver, who's whoever having to engrave it,
right.
hopes that Tar wins instead of Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Hilarious.
It'd be a little easier.
So far we've gone through 7 of the top 10 best movies of the year.
I mean, we're not, I mean, I was a major movie fan. I used to see in the 70s and 80s everything.
Grandpa used to go to the theater.
I don't anymore. You know, the cinema's expensive, kids.
Did you see Top Gun Maverick?
I couldn't care less.
Oh, I loved
less.
It.
Did you?
Loved
it. Best picture
yes.
of the year, though?
Yeah,
that
I mean,
was like a fluff
yeah.
piece in the 80s. It wasn't even looked at
it was
seriously.
It was sort of a fluff piece now, too.
Yeah.
But there was a good story behind it. I liked it a lot.
I know a lot of people really just root against or for Tom Cruise. I don't care what
yeah,
it
I don't
or
care
whatever.
Either.
It doesn't matter to me.
Triangle of Sadness.
I've been there, man. You know, it's a rough time to get. I don't know what the hell
crotch.
That is. What is that?
Triangle of Sadness. I don't know exactly.
How dare you, sir?
What that means.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
And the last one is Women Talking.
So
never heard of
you
it.
You know, we get Tom Likas on the phone right now, he'd have a joke for that immediately.
Yes, he would. So those
don't
are the top 10.
Huh. What do you think is going to win? You want to make a bet?
Oh, I have no idea. Because I haven't seen
most of
them. Can't
be Avatar, because that's a you know,
yeah,
novelty movie,
I would
really.
Bet Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yeah, I tend to agree with
I
you.
I would bet that because it seems to have some momentum.
Yeah.
Some of the other shows have already sort of come out and given them awards.
Tom Likas is tweeting, a damn well better not be that women babbling movie.
Sure.
That's what he just
of
tweeted just
is.
Now.
But yeah. That's it. That's the top 10.
Okay. All
we
right.
We are in touch, my
out
friend.
Out of it.
We are in touch. Let's win some money.
Yeah. $8. Woo! $8. Good luck, young Kevin. Good
luck. One American dollar.
Now tell the kids what you studied in school back in the day.
I graduated with a degree in English.
Okay, so this should be super easy for you. I fancy myself as a writer. I've actually self-published one little book. Mm-hmm. I hope to one day make that maybe a source of income. And when I saw the list that I'm about to give you, I was like, I don't know any of these.
Oh, great. So it's a list of books you've never heard of.
This is the top 10 selling books of all time. Like, of all time. Going back as far as you can imagine. It's One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com, and maybe then you can buy yourself some books.
I think the number one book of all time.
Number one best-selling book of all time.
Is the Bible?
The Holy Bible. Holy, yes. Bible? I always like to say it that way. Holy Bible.
Is it
Bible?
Number one?
It is number one.
Okay. That's what I thought.
And it's the only one on this list that I've actually read. I've read it from...
You read it.
I read the whole thing, start to finish.
How many do I need to get right?
You know, because this is kind of difficult, I was honestly thinking at first one, but we kind of figured, well, you must get the Holy Bible. Holy Bible?
So I did get that one.
You got that one. So I'm thinking three.
Three, okay.
Yeah, usually we're going to give you six guesses. You get three right, you're good to go. You get a dollar, dude. What are you going to do with that?
Well, let's not count our chickens before they
ooh, we're going to do that pretty soon.
Or adages. Whatever that one is.
Fix an adage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Of all time.
Yeah, now I know you have definitely, when we read these off, you'll have been, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Here's Yeah.
Some of them you're like, what the hell is that?
There's a reason I'm guessing the next one, and I don't know that it's one of the top ten.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter's having a... birthday party for her cat.
Oh, for her
and
cat.
She's calling it, and I photoshopped her cat into the Great Gatsby. The Great Gatsby? Is that one?
Oh,
one.
Hey, what? Who's on the bell over there?
I have my own
What's
sound
going
effects.
On? No.
Okay. So two guesses, one right.
Yeah. All right. The Great Gatsby, huh? That's the theme. I want to go. Everybody going to wear a little hat?
Her cat has one of those long, filtered cigarettes. It's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Stephen King?
You know, I've read the unabridged The Shining. I don't know. Like, probably three times. It's one of my all-time favorite books. And it has sold tons and tons of copies. But it's not on the list of the 10 biggest selling books
in the history of the English... I guess it's the English language. I guess it must be straight up the English language. Well,
To Kill a Mockingbird.
That was a really good movie. That was really good. Hold on, let me go over here to where the bell is and hit the buzzer instead.
So damn it. Three guesses, one right.
Yeah. So four, you get two more guesses.
Are there more Stephen King?
There's no Stephen King.
Okay, none at all.
I'll give that to you.
Okay.
Because there should be. I love Stephen King. Such a great, amazing
What was
author.
The movie based on the book?
The movie based on the book.
That starred Tom Hanks.
20 Years of the Making.
It was about the Louvre.
The Louvre.
Remember that? It was about a book.
Yeah.
That was about...
It was with a famous name. It was everybody knows this name.
Was it the artist's name?
Yeah, there you go. He did the little stretching man guy, I think.
He did the little stretching man
Come on, I'm trying to help. Don't mock me when I'm trying to help.
Am I on the path?
You're
to...
on. I'll give you the Da Vinci Code.
The Da Vinci Code.
I'll give that to you.
I would have never thought of
close
that name.
Enough. Really?
No.
Mm.
I wouldn't have thought
That's
of
actually
that
number 10 on the list. So you got the, which is kind of interesting, book ends there. Book,
right.
It's the Da Vinci Code on number 10 and the Bible. Right. Quite the opposite at number one.
That's weird. Wow.
So you only get one more, but you have one more guess.
I have, yes, correct.
I'm not going to go ahead and get ready to hit the buzzer. Should I give you a kind of hint?
Sure. I'm always up for a
These
kind
aren't
of
necessarily,
hint.
But many of them have been adapted into children's things. So these are, they became well-known children's stuff.
Things.
Yeah, literature and films, motion pictures.
Right, I understand. Wow.
One of them, I can't believe
like
it was...
Like a Pinocchio type of thing?
That's a nice
It's
try.
Not a guess.
No.
It's not a guess.
I mean, that's a little...
Wait, is it a guess?
Low end. No, that's a little... A little
The only
low
other
brow
one I can think of is...
Compared to these.
Moby Dick.
Moby's Dick. That's not right. Sorry, man.
All right, so I can't win.
Damn, my, I was so... I
can't win my dollar.
I should have...
All right, what are they? Okay, right, I got
I don't know. Well, who's doing that? I don't know. A Da Vinci Code was number 10. A book called She... from 1887, an adventure fantasy fiction.
Never heard of it.
H. Rider Haggard, and it's the one I had never
That's
heard of.
That's a ridiculous list.
Was number 9, yeah, no. But then The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, C.S. Lewis.
Oh, sure.
See, and that's one of them damn kid ones.
Sure.
The Dream of the Red Chamber.
Never heard of it.
By C.A.O.X.E.U.G.I.N.
What are we doing?
Exactly. But here's the one you should have, I thought you might get.
Okay.
I was kind of surprised you didn't. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Of course. Of course.
And I'm going to show you
Harry Potter, of course.
Yep.
I think I was trying hard to think of older books.
Sure.
You know what
but
I mean?
There it is.
Of all time.
It's right in the middle.
Wow.
And I'm going to show you this one. I know you've seen it. The Little Prince.
The Little Prince I have
I've
seen.
Certainly
I
seen
never
it.
Guessed
I
would have million
no,
years.
I didn't even know. I never read it or anything. Well, I haven't read any of these. Number 5. And here's a pisser one. Fellowship of the Ring.
Really?
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't think about it.
There was a Monty Python sketch that mentioned A Tale of Two Cities, and I'm so hard-pressed not to say it the way they did, but...
But you can't?
Sail and cities were kind of changed. Tale and cities were
right.
changed. Anyways, Charles Dickens was number 3.
Okay.
Don Quixote, number 2.
Would've never got that.
And Holy Bible was number 1. So... There you go. No American dollars for you, my friend.
I wasn't even close.
That's very difficult.
I should pay you a dollar.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about your Twitter feed and the feud that you started.
Oh, yes.
Was it a feud?
I don't remember where I saw this first. Someone said it, and I'm like, that's a great idea. I'm going to steal it. Improve an old adage by replacing some words. And what I gave... Actually, this is the concept is what I stole. What's this stale hell? I don't understand why everybody says fresh hell.
Fresh hell?
That makes it sound kind of nice. And what's this stale hell? But I got some really good ones. I love these.
People responding on Twitter with them?
Someone tweeted in, beauty is in the eye of the beer holder. what doesn't kill you makes you stranger. That's terrible.
Fantastic.
Do count your chickens after they hatch. Oh, they said after. It should be before they hatch. But hey, whatever.
We'll take your calls, too, at 818-955-KLOS if you can come up with... An old adage.
Something Grandpa used to say that you just kind of twisted. And
I have one.
Oh, yeah?
Birds of a feather f*** together.
Excuse me, sir?
You said ruin, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. A penny saved is practically worthless.
So it's not just change one word.
No, you change whatever. Just take it. Everybody knows.
And mess around
with it. Yeah. The early bird falls asleep first. Someone tweeted at me. Actually, I really like this one as a good misery loves joy division. That would have gone over really well at the other station.
That's fantastic.
And
yes.
Here's a really good one, and I appreciate this. What on God's flat earth? So, you know, you take an adage, something that you thought, oh, that didn't really do anything for me, and make it, you know.
Improve it or destroy it.
Yeah, destroy it. Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Improve or destroy an old adage.
My uncle used to say, I got to race like a piss horse.
Wow. I don't want to get on that horse.
That's fantastic.
That's very odd.
Yeah, that's a bad horse.
Beautiful. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thank you. Improve or ruin an old adage.
Well, if the old man's dumb, don't ask him to spell stupid.
Okay, that makes sense. That does make sense, actually.
I hate that it took us that long to get it.
It's pretty sad.
That's not good. Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Improve. My grandmother used to say, work hard, party hard, stay hard.
My grandmother used to say.
Yeah, you know what? I'll show you. If you don't believe me, I can.
Yeah, absolutely.
You should see what I'm packing.
Thanks, dude. That's perfect. 818-955-KLOS.
Improve or destroy an old adage. We are taking phone calls about improving or destroying an old adage. KLOS, hello.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Okay, that's the actual phrase.
That's
so
the real one.
What are you going to turn it into?
Wait, I thought it was no good deed goes unrewarded.
No, I don't know. You know what? You're right. That is with the original, but I've so heard it that way for so long in my life that sounds natural now.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, Yeah.
No,
no, you're right.
So long, because it's so correct. You actually made me question it.
Yeah.
Nope. You're right. We're wrong. Well done.
That's a very dark world we live in.
Thank you, man.
That's perfect. Thanks, dude. Wow.
Late. Hello, KLOS.
Late.
This is what my old man used to tell me.
Okay.
He wanted me to eat and live.
Nah. You know, I always used to say that. Did your dad actually tell you that? Did he actually say that?
He was tired of listening to the crap coming out of my mouth.
Hilarious.
He actually taste it.
Yeah, because, you know, that's much worse, because if you die, you don't taste it anymore.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Live with it, buddy.
Live with it. Exactly. Right on. I love your dad.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Right on. Take care.
Hi, KLOS.
Eat and live.
That's two in a row. I do believe that at Rocky Horror, I used to go to have all these really weird, tacky buttons, and one of them said that. I used to say that all the time, yeah.
That's great. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
That's what we're looking for. Take an old adage and mess it up. 818-955-KLOS.
Like curiosity killed Cat Stevens. No turn left unstoned.
That's a good one.
We are talking about destroying or improving an old adage. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Sticks and stones will break my bones, but your words, they may offend me.
You know, I got to throw this out there. There's no such word as offend. To be upset by something is not what the word offend means. It means to push someone off course. They were on course, and what you did makes them go do something else different. The word offense.
I'm offended by that.
But isn't that ridiculous?
Yes.
It is. Hey, Kevin, where's my listener appreciation t-shirt?
It's on the way.
They're doing it quick back there. Thanks, dude. Thanks, man. They're fast.
KLOS, hello.
See your logo, pick them up all day long. Here, lick your butt.
Well done.
Well done. Well played, sir. Thank you very much.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Ruin or improve an old adage?
Well, it's just one I heard Stephen Wright. You know him?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very funny dude, yeah.
Yeah, miss him. He said, it's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it.
And I can hear it in that delivery.
Yes, I can. It's a small world, I don't want to paint it. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I got one here for you.
Do it.
Get the bleeping button right. It's you and the horse that rode in on you.
That is great.
That's wonderful. I love that. Thank you, sir. 818-955-KLOS.
Improve or destroy an old adage. I have the Rolling Stones gather no moss, and I have never kiss a gift horse in the mouth.
Never kiss a gift horse in the mouth.
We're talking about ruining or making better old adages. KLOS, hello.
This one my uncle used to say.
Okay.
If you're looking for sympathy, look between shit and syphilis in the dictionary.
Takes a second, but I love it.
Yes, I approve.
I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
I use this on my wife all the time. A boob in the hand is worth two in the bra.
I like that.
I do too. Well done.
That would have gone over on Match Game even.
And that's what we're all looking at. What would go over on Match Game?
Gene Rayburn and his insane microphone approved.
Thanks, dude.
So we got one more?
One more.
What? This is U2 USC. It's always very funny.
Yes.
Of our take an adage and ruin it or make it more applicable.
Better.
Abstinence makes the church grow fondlers.
Oh, dear God.
Come on!
Coming up at 5 o'clock, we do our Gimme 5. Today, it's motor songs. Songs with motor.
Ah, so...
In the title?
Sure, or in the band. Or in
sure.
The, yeah.
All right.
Whatever. I'm up for it.
Whatever.
Yeah. Things are about to get loud.
Yes, they are.
Gimme 5 is insanely loud. The songs we already got lined up. Basically, songs with motor in the title or maybe in the name. Motorhead. Or, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
It's going to be insane. All right. Up next, it's Gimme 5. And it's this sort of leads into it. It's songs with motors in them.
Gimme 5.
Songs in a row.
With who? Oh, those guys.
Five songs in a row with a theme. The theme today is motor.
Yeah, so, you know, it has motor in the title. It has motor in the band name. Perhaps there's a motor when the song starts.
Wow, that's a bit of a stretch. Tiny stretch.
That's a big stretch.
Okay.
818-955-KLOS, what do you got? Nick can hit us up on Twitter.
@ Kevin and Sluggo.
Do it. Do it now. Hold on a second. Motor sound. Still reaching.
A bit of a reach.
All right. What do you got here? This is
one we haven't played in a while.
Yeah.
It's Gimme Five. The theme is Motor, and it's Sister Christian.
Oh, yeah, because I keep singing Motorin'.
Yep.
Well, who's this for?
From Jeremy on Twitter.
All right. And he just watched Boogie Nights, I guess, and said it's some Sister Christian would do. Happy motoring. It's all about motoring. That's what we're doing on the Gimme Five today. There was a slogan. Mm-hmm. Remember you'd pull up to a gas station and it said, Happy Motoring? What
I don't
company
remember
was that?
That was.
Who was it? I want to say Exxon.
76?
I guess it says Esso. That doesn't seem right. It seemed like it's. Yeah, remember the Esso, the ESSO.
Oh, gas station. I do remember that.
I guess they were the ones with Happy Motoring?
Huh.
Whatever, it's all about motoring. Hello, KLOS.
Okay, I got one. Bad Motor Finger Soundgarden.
Yes, we're gonna. Yes,
nice.
That's a must.
Yeah, Soundgarden.
I'm thinking Outshine from that.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely awesome.
95. It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought
we
to
talked
you
at the same
by
time.
Your Southern California
we should know better.
Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
So frustrating.
It is not an excuse to play Motorhead today, that's for sure. The five, Gimme Five songs of Motor. And I wanted to do that, and I also wanted to do Overkill, but we ran out of time. And Ted Nugent, Motor City Madness. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to have to do more Motor.
Do some more Motor at some point?
Yeah.
Do we have time for People Be Dumb?
I think we can do People Be Dumb. I'm trying to get the mouse to go. You know this mouse?
Do we have time to do People Are Dumb?
Ask that one more time.
Do we have time to do People Are Dumb?
We do.
People are dumb. Uh-huh. When you're a dumb dumb. Uh-huh. Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
Bling.
You know the dog crates?
Dog crates.
A lot of people will put their dogs in a dog crate overnight.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of like they feel safe.
Yeah, and it's actually soft. This one is we had a hard one, but yeah, now they're soft.
And so there was a couple in Northern California that wanted to try them out to make sure that they worked.
Oh no!
So one guy got inside a dog cage.
Okay.
Closed the door.
Right.
And then the woman got in the other one.
Okay.
And closed the door.
No, they didn't.
And neither of them could get out. Because you can't reach through because
that's
they
the design.
The dog crates worked perfectly fine. And the couple sat there trying to figure out what was going on. Listen to this news report.
A couple in Stockton recently learned the hard way that if you're going to test out dog crates, only one person needs to do the testing.
Oh.
In the video, the man gets in the crate. His partner then gets into the crate next to his and closes the door behind her. After a few seconds, the couple realizes, they're both locked in the crates. They were eventually able to free themselves by maneuvering the crates in front of one another and opening them up. Listen to the moment that they realized that they were both locked in. Well, I think there was some laughter mixed in there as well, along with panic. The couple said that if they had not been able to free themselves, they would have had to ask Alexa to call their neighbors to come.
What kind of weird sex thing are you guys into?
To come over. Is what he
yeah, totally.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Black Eyed Peas are suing the pooping unicorns. A sentence I never thought I'd say. And we hope that they all somehow lose.
And you can see all of that on at Kevin and Sluggo. Is that right? You retweeted it?
At the Kevin Ryder.
There you go. At the Kevin Ryder.
I lost one American dollar because I didn't know four of the best-selling books of all time.
All time. No, three. You only needed to know three.
And I lost.
But you got Holy Bible.
I got that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that was about it. Yeah. And People Are Dumb. A couple tried to test their dog crates to make sure that they locked. And it turns out they did lock and they locked themselves in.
And then, you know, the way they actually finally got themselves out, they maneuvered the cages over to each other so they could reach through. I was just thinking, well, I hope no dogs saw this video. They'll figure out how to get out of their cages every night. What the hell, man? All right. I'm off to pet my dog.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
David Bowie wrapped up a week's worth of rehearsals at the Royal Ballroom for the Ziggy Stardust tour on this day in rock in 1973. Ended up playing 182 dates on that tour.